USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The battle continues between President Trump and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi.
You think Nancy's the same as she was? She's not. Maybe we could all say that.
As to how this whole dust-up began, the president says,
did you hear what she said about me long before I went after her? Did you hear? She made horrible statements. She knows they're not true. She said terrible things. So I just responded in kind.
Disaster victims in Florida, Texas, Puerto Rico, California, and a bunch of other locations will be waiting a few days longer for Congress to pass an overdue relief bill. That's after Republican Congressman Chip Roy of Texas stood up and objected to the House's effort to pass the bill by unanimous consent Friday. It looks like now the earliest that bill will be passed is June. At least 8 people are hurt after a nail bomb explosion in the French city of Lyon on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Rocket to stardom with the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocket Man tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocket Man in theaters May 31st, rated R. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Don't look for another summit between President Trump and North Korea's leader anytime soon. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
North Korea now says nuclear negotiations with the United States will never resume unless the Trump administration changes its demand for unilateral disarmament. A foreign ministry spokesman accusing the U.S. of deliberately causing the collapse of February's nuclear summit between President Trump and leader Kim Jong-un by making impossible demands. U.S. officials had said the meeting broke down because of North Korea's demands for sanctions relief in exchange for gradual disarmament. Kim has now given the U.S. until the end of the year to come up with mutually acceptable terms. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
More than 3 billion Facebook accounts have been deleted over the past 6 months. That's according to the company's latest enforcement report. The report also reveals that there were 7 million posts removed for hate speech. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Tulsa Mayor G.T. Bynum held a press conference on Friday to provide an update on the flooding along the Arkansas River. The mayor thanked the workers who built a new levee behind a levee that had already begun leaking.
Late yesterday, we started to see leakage in a levee in West Tulsa near the Garden City neighborhood. And I want to give a deep sense of gratitude and thanks to the team at Crossland Construction who came out and spent all night building a new levee behind the old one that was leaking.
Folks in Tulsa are still on edge, though, as storms continue with more rain and flooding possible. A Colorado rancher accused of killing his fiancée last Thanksgiving is pleading not guilty. District Attorney Dan May says he hasn't decided whether the office will pursue the death penalty against Patrick Frazee for the murder of Kelsey Barrett.
By Colorado law, once the defendant pleads not guilty, we have 9 weeks to decide whether we'll seek the death penalty or not. And so that's something by Colorado law that will be decided over the next 9 weeks.
May believes the entire trial will last for 3 weeks, starting on October 28th.
That's the entire length of the trial, from picking the jury on to closing arguments. You can get delays. We noticed, for instance, there's one holiday in there. Certainly it's in October, November. We all know what that means in Colorado, but we hope that that will be a sufficient amount of time.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.